Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, it is another episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny, and I'm so glad to be back with the greatest gals on planet Earth, second only to my wife.
I am so glad that Danith of What If You Couldeth is back here with us, because you know what? I do sense a little emptiness without him here.
Oh, I do. It's
actually
not
a
the
great
same
emptiness.
But we might. Hey, John's right here in the room.
No, but John, hey, this is what you have to tell the children. There's a special shaped hole for each child. Yeah. There's a little room for this little Johnny boy child, yeah, and this little Danny boy. And sure, and neither can fill the other's shoes.
There's a Dan shaped hole in all of us.
Yeah. But, you know, Danny was away. How could we say you were actually in California?
I was in Cali, man.
Being an actor.
Totally.
That now, is, if you're being an actor in Iowa, sorry for all those of you in Iowa, that's a certain thing.
Iowa. Yeah,
was being an actor in Cali.
That's big time.
That's big.
That's big time. We went to Las Vegas, to the deserts. Mm-hmm. We were in Death Valley, 119 degrees, and then we went to the mountains of Mammoth
Lakes. Did you put any pictures up on your Danny Valdez Facebook?
Not many on Facebook. I just don't know who's interested. If they are, maybe I should.
Maybe put one, because I know a lot of our ladies, you know, okay, they love you here, but they're excited for you doing all this. And it's going to be, what you're doing is like a mini-series, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mini-series for TV. Yeah, I put a lot of it's on Instagram currently, but I will definitely share on Facebook now.
Yeah. Hey, we've got stuff that is bubbling. I called Serene this morning. I said, what are you thinking, you know, for the podcast? And are we going to go there? Because Serene and I, betwixt ourselves, and actually we talked to Danny the other day about it.
I love that word.
Danny got all bubbly about this too the other day. We were like, we have been in a metamorphosis of our hearts and minds and bodies, really.
Yes.
And so I said, Serene, should we bring it? And she's like, how could we not? That would be dishonest, right?
Yes.
And so whatever we're bubbling over, we want to bring to you.
And we are so bubbling over, so extremely bubbling over, that whenever we're together, it's like we can hardly talk fast enough, and we can't hardly breathe deep enough to get the next word out, because we're so like, it's changed our lives. But it's such simple truth. It's such foundational truths.
I love that God doesn't leave you where you're at.
I love that.
You know, I mean, many of you, you're on your journey. We're all on a journey, right? But it's layer upon layer of truth. And as the truth comes, all the junk leaves, because he says it's my truth that will set you free. Man, I got junk leaving my life. Thank goodness.
I know.
Thank the Lord, I got junk.
Well, taking action and walking in that truth is difficult too, because you might hear something and then actually make a conscious choice to just go, but not me, or I'm not ready yet, or maybe one day. But
that's the soil, right? And
yeah,
that's
it is,
what Jesus talked about. You know, you throw the seed, and if the soil's ready, but my soil is ready for this. And I think so many women listening, I think their soil is ready for these truths. And they're simple truths. And you know, well, like, maybe you hear them and you're like, but I knew that, Pearl and Serene. But there is, I knew it too, but for some reason it just went down into my heart and exploded. And so, Serene, let's start.
Yeah, well, it's just so interesting. It's a lot about the tongue, that little tiny thing.
Yeah, today let's call out this whole podcast Believe and Confess.
Yeah.
Because this is all about what you believe, and then it doesn't stop at what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be about your trim, healthy journey too, but it's about all your life. It's about your relationships.
Oh, believing and confessing
has
to
do
with health?
Oh, come on, Dan. It's about what you believe.
He asks rhetorically.
But that's just step one. And then it's what we do with it. We speak it out. And then that reinforces the belief. And that reinforces the speaking out. And that reinforces the belief, because we can't have one without the other to be effective.
Yes. And I... I love that scripture in the Bible, right? And I'm not great at knowing exactly where everything is, but you know how if you can bridle the tongue, you can bridle the whole body.
Yes.
You know, and just as there is, you know, the little tiny, is it the helm of the ship? You know, and it's a little tiny thing and in great huge waters and a massive tossing waves and this big giant ship, it can turn the ship.
Right.
You know, and the little tiny bit in the horse's mouth, this big huge piece of muscle weighs so much, the bit can turn the horse. And so the tongue is so, so powerful. And I have just been realizing how mischievous my tongue can be and how idle and how just death.
Well, and the Bible says, you know, even if you're not a believer, we always say that, but the science backs it up because we've spent many potty here on the science of, you know, speaking into your waters, speaking into your body. But the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, that is a fact. There was a study at a reputable university. Why didn't I not bring this book? It was actually in the late 90s, this study. And they took all these questionnaires from doctor's offices. I think it was 30,000 doctor's offices. And on it, there was a question, how do you rate your health? Fair, medium, you know, poor, fair, medium, or good, excellent. So they took them all and then they took all the people's, you know, their doctor's physicals, how they related to what they said. But there was no correlation between, like, if someone said fair, but they were in good health, there was no correlation with the end result. The end result, they were looking at mortality after 5 years of what those people wrote on this questionnaire. Those people that said poor, so many of them significantly were dead after 5 years, right? The people that said good or excellent.
Like dead.
Dead. The people that said good or excellent, even if their physicals came and they found things or this way and that, they were alive and well and doing well after 5 years. So the power of the tongue.
And it's science, okay? So just as Pearl just proved, it is science. There's just a law of sowing and reaping. Sorry, whether you believe the Bible or you don't believe the Bible, it's a law. Like there's a law of gravity. There's a spiritual law that there is sowing and reaping by the tongue. But in the scriptures where science always proves it in the end, I love it, says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Blessing and cursing are in the power of the tongue. They both shouldn't be in the one tongue, basically. You know, and so many scriptures, there's just so many about how the wise tongue speaks health. Yeah. And it just goes on and on and on about how your tongue. Well, first of all, we're created in the image of God.
Right.
God spoke through Jesus, who is God, spoke the world there into existence. And from his speech, the world existed. We are created in his image.
Yeah, let there be light. And there was.
We have this creative tongue. When we are born, when we are of him, then we have that power of the creative tongue. But even just regular, every human
has a creative tongue.
Has a tongue that is just can speak this blessing or cursing. And it's just so interesting because, you know, I've just been thinking lately about how just on the, first of all, the biblical sense of it all, you know, we have opportunity to speak the cross over our issues, to speak the cross, the covenant, the sacrifice that he made for us, for our healing, for our complete sozo, which is saved, healed, delivered in every single emotional, physical, mental, spiritual area of our bodies. That is so deep and so powerful and so magnificently huge. Our brains can't even fathom it. So we have that there. But on just a regular level of just so what I'm saying is we can claim that and speak that cross and have faith in that. And that is the real, true, ultimate deliverance. But we can just deliver ourselves from issues just by regular old positivity. It's just a law of nature. It's just that God's put in. It's just huge. So I was thinking to myself, even if you're not a believer, what do you believe in about your marriage? What are you confessing about your marriage? What do you believe in about your weight loss? What are you confessing about that? Are you one of those people that go in to the doctor's office, like Pearl said, and is like, how do you rate your health? Poor. Well, how do you rate your weight loss? I'm a turtle. Pearl and I have been thinking about that lately. Maybe that word turtle is just speaking this cap over
what,
your weight
Serene,
loss.
It's not maybe it is. It All is. The things that I've realized, you know, Serena, we're growing in our journey, right? And so, you know, any of you that are in the turtles group, maybe we need to change the name of that group, because why should we speak that over anyone? Why should you speak
concept. Maybe it should be the never give uppers. That's not even a word.
Yes.
Something like
never give uppers. I love it.
The never give uppers.
But, and you know, listen, I've been walking out of this, but I've seen it in my own life even more now. It's like my eyes have been opened. The things we say about ourselves and, you know, when I go on the group and listen, I was there, so I'm not judging anybody, but my eyes have just been open, you know. Things that we say like, so I just can't seem to lose weight, or my weight has stalled for 2 years and I can't drop the pounds anymore, or I used to be lose weight and Trim Healthy Mama, I just can't. Oh. Okay, you're not going to be able to do it because it's law, it's spiritual law, speak life.
Listen to this, it's law. Think of it, the whole world knows it, placebo pills.
Yeah.
There's just nothing in it but sugar water or little fillers in the tablet. And there is just a natural law that there is a law of placebo, yeah. That if you think it's going to help you, it will help you. I mean, yeah. It only goes to a certain level. That's why I'm saying, yeah. Christ is the true, yeah. healer and the blood of the cross. That's where the ultimate, this other is just a shadow,
yes,
and a type,
Serene,
of it.
Yes, but the tongue is, yes. connected to every nerve in the body.
Yes.
When the tongue says something, every nerve in the body has to line up and obey. Danny, you got something?
Well, no. Just before he does, let me just say this real quick. People stand up and say, we've been at little retreats together and think, well, I'm a stubborn loser.
Yeah.
So, and then they go on to their testimony.
Serene, we've done it in our books. We've put stubborn loser category in our books.
Shame
on us.
Danny, take it away.
Re-edit. Yeah. Now that's interesting. You know, I used to have a big problem with what you were saying. I used to think,
yeah.
that you people believe in magic. Mm-hmm. And it's my scientific side, who loves science, would say these faith psychos believe in magic.
Name it and claim it, right?
Yeah, and I was just disgusted.
Right?
And then I realized, once I started seeing it scientifically,
right.
That actually the thoughts you have and the things you believe absolutely inform your conscious and subconscious, mm-hmm. to act, even when you don't think you're taking action, when you don't think you're destroying your goals or your weight loss, the things you want to do in weight loss or in your, yeah. health. You think that you're doing everything to move forward and yet you're not getting results. Mm-hmm. You can often find that there is a lot of doubt going on,
yeah.
that you often, and it's not everybody, but you often don't really believe. Like when you say, you know, I've hit a 2-year stall. Well, it's like, you got to keep going.
Exactly. And you know,
that doesn't mean you yeah. prescribe the meaning to the 2-year stall. Therefore, I can't. That's, mm-hmm. That's the part where you come, yeah. in with doubt. But what if you hit call it a 2-year stall, which by the way, 2-year stalls can often be traced back to doubt anyways.
Yeah.
No. That the whole, yeah. reason for the 2-year stall was a lack of belief.
Sometimes.
But
yeah.
let's say no, you just true. Are hitting a 2-year stall full of faith.
Yeah.
How you interpret that and what that means you're going to do now is up to you.
That's so true, Danny. And look, it's not time. Because you know what? We were designed for and called to belief. We only have two choices.
I love this.
Disbelief. Okay. Yeah. I was in there for years and years. That was my choice, disbelief.
Yeah.
Or belief. And it doesn't say belief so long as it happens within 6 months. It says belief. You know, the Bible says some of the men of faith died in
well,
faith.
It's Hebrews chapter 11. It said the great men of faith, they died in their faith.
Many times it happened. Like, look, let's see Abraham, okay? 25 years before he had a child, Isaac, God told him, you will be a father of many nations. I will give you a child. So that was 25 years of no child.
But it didn't make the promise any less real.
So,
the thing is,
if you're in a stall even for 2 years, you're never give up.
It's not 25.
Blessed
yeah.
not.
Are those that believe without seeing. And yeah. true faith is not really about, it's a spiritual sense. It's not the senses of this earth, the taste, touch, feel. I mean, it will happen. Because whether it happens here on this earth or in heaven, we stand. And when we've done all, we just continue to stand. It's not, that's the scripture. And I just absolutely love it. And it's in Psalms 131. It says, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, nor do I exercise myself in matters too great or things too wonderful for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. Cease from fretting. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. And what that says to me is, okay, my job, he tells me, is just to obey, stand in faith and stand. So I'm going to do that. I'm not going to have my heart too haughty and lofty to start to exercise myself in God's part. God's part is the timing, when he's going to deliver it, when he's going to bring it forth, how it's going to happen. That's up to God. Why am I exercising myself with God's cap on? Because I can't wear it, because I don't have the brains enough for that. I'm not the creator of the universe. But what I am, the cap I'm meant to wear, is just obedience, trust, faith,
the question,
stand.
The question, that's so good, the time thing. It's like, how long? Well, longer.
Longer. That's
and you know
it.
What?
Longer.
How about the rest of your life?
Yeah. Stand.
Like, continue.
When you think about all the great stories of the Bible, Joseph, you know, and all these stories, there was many, 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 many years of, oh, man, I wish
while
I could
you're getting
right
that
there. Many, many years of
out.
Waiting for their promise.
She
and there's a verse in the Bible, I can't find it right now, but I'm remembering it right now, where it says, don't be sluggish And all diligence, holding fast to the promises.
Yeah.
It's because it's those that hold fast and those that persevere. There's a perseverance to our faith. Faith isn't just like, oh, I'll say it once, I'll believe it one day, and tomorrow it will poof happen.
No. But here's the but. There's a spiritual law of sowing and reaping in this world, as we started out. Part of getting these promises, these great and precious promises, which we are, belong to us, okay? The Bible says it is his will for us to be in good health and to prosper. I mean, it's his will. So I know in the present circumstances, maybe it doesn't look like that. But you see, faith is what we don't see. But speaking it out, we are called to actually speak it out, to confess. It is about confession all the way through the Bible. And you know what? In the Old Testament, they didn't have, you know, they didn't have the word to confess, but God changed Abraham's name to Abraham, even just so he would confess it. Abraham means father of many nations. So now when everyone asked him, you know, what's your name? He's like, I'm father of many nations. He didn't even have a son.
Like, Abraham, come over here. Hey, father of many nations, come over here.
So we have to speak these things out. And then in the law of sowing and reaping, you sow the seed, you're going to reap the harvest. You know, your body hears it. It lines up with the word. It lines up with the laws of this whole universe, and it will happen.
And I used to pray, oh God, increase my faith.
Yeah.
Increase my faith. Sorry. And then I just read in the Bible, and I've read it many times, but it clicked so much clearer to me how the disciples were saying, oh God, increase our faith. And he's like, I don't have to increase it.
Yeah.
Just take the little tiniest little seed that you have. He likened it unto a seed, the mustard seed, the smallest seed you have. You have this tiny little bit of faith? Plant it.
Yes.
Plant the seed, meaning you don't have to increase. You don't need more. Just take the tiny bit that you have. It is a seed. Plant it and you're going to bear fruit.
How
you can't
do you plant
say
it?
Mountain be
How
removed.
Do you plant it? You speak it out. You confess it. I mean, that's planting, right?
Well, let's just talk about Mary Pearl.
Mary.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
So Mary.
Mother of Jesus.
Yes. The angel comes to her and says, behold, you know, you will bear, you know, you will be, you know, there'll be a virgin birth and you will bear and bring forth Jesus and whatever. And she didn't.
Sorry.
I paraphrase. And she didn't say, oh, that can't happen. She asked how. Well, that's a fair enough question.
She's like,
how.
I've never been with a man.
Yes, so how?
How will it happen?
But then the angel explains how. And then she said, be it unto me. She received that word by belief. In faith, and you know what it did? It formed an embryo inside of her. A seed is an embryo. It developed inside of her, and that seed, which was the word of God,
took on flesh.
So let's take these promises, which are the word of God, these things that he has given to you. He wants you to prosper. He doesn't want you to feel overweight and feel sick and feel burdened. He wants you set free. You take these promises and you take it inside and you believe it and you stand and you don't label yourself with anything else. And it's going to take on flesh.
Yes.
It has to. You're planting the seed.
You know, I used to be irritated for a season with Bible quoters.
Yeah.
Because
you're working with them.
Well, I feel like I represent the non Bible crowd,
right?
Because I am in many ways the non Bible crowd.
Oh, don't mm-hmm. even say it, Danny. What do you mean?
You'll be happy with this.
Okay, great.
Yeah, he's going somewhere.
Like, fix it.
Don't you worry.
No, that's true though. It's okay. We've got non Bible crowd listeners.
Oh no, I know that, but because he believes,
right?
So no. You can't really believe unless you're in
but
the.
But I know where
he's like, because
going.
You're my brother, we're going to straighten this out right here now. So.
People that don't believe, they don't have to be in the Bible. No, that doesn't make sense.
I saw for a long time the Bible as a handbook for Christians of how to be super duper Christians.
Yeah.
And I was nauseated by that. I was like, I don't want to be a super duper Christian. Mm. I want to like be in the earth and like talk. I don't want to cut people out of my life. And I don't want to be some super weird thing that isn't a person anymore. And it's just the way I saw it. Once I started seeing it as a handbook for life on planet Earth for Earthlings, everything changed. And all of a sudden, all these books that are really paraphrases of the Bible wrapped in new packaging so that modern man can understand, books about, you know, empowerment and, you know, saying your words and making things happen in your life. So much of it is total ripoffs from the Bible.
Yeah.
And it's put, and I don't want to name these books because they're very popular, and people receive these books because they're not written in, they won't actually quote the Bible, but they'll rip the Bible clean off with the understanding of how you can create your future, with how you can.
Because it's science. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why I like the way you're phrasing it, laws. Yeah, they're laws like gravity that are built into the earth.
Yes.
And so when I stopped seeing the Bible as a handbook for those who want to be super duper Christians. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden it applies to my finances. It applies to like the goals I have in my life, my health. It really is a handbook for every part of your life.
Right. And I see your point, Danny. You didn't want to be a super duper Christian for the super duper sake. But I know you as a brother, like you, we don't want to be super duper Christians. We want to be super duper friends of Jesus. You know, it's a friendship.
Everybody calls it
woke. But he's saying that if you're a friend of Jesus, you're a friend of his word. And he's saying he's coming to love his word. People think Jesus, I think they, now we're getting into theology. But okay, here's my take. You know, in modern Christian world, culture. You know, I grew up in the church, Christian culture. I'm a pastor's kid. You know, I feel like I've seen it all. I've been jaded at some times in my life. Never have I ever denied Christ, but I've been jaded, let's say, with the church.
Sure.
Let's say with, culture. But I feel like because people like, I don't have religion. I have a relationship with Jesus and all this Jesus and, you know, I worship Jesus and Jesus took my sins. Yes, he did. But who is Jesus? Who
See,
is
she's
he?
She's not downing that, but she's saying go deeper.
No, who is Jesus?
He is the Word.
He's the Word. We can't know him unless we're digging into the Bible.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God, and the Word became flesh. So it's like
the Word was that embryo that went into Mary when she said, "Be it unto me," and it took on flesh and it created cells.
So the Bible is not a handbook. The Bible is the Word. The Word is him.
That's a better way to put it.
Yeah, and so the awesome thing is, and even Jesus, when he walked on this earth as flesh, when he was getting into situations where he needed to stand, when he was being tempted, when he was up there, you know, on the mountain, just completely being tempted by Satan and going through his tribulations, what did he use?
Yeah, the word.
He used the written word.
It is written.
It is written, blah, blah, blah. It is written, blah, blah, blah. Because there is actually, it's not just a handbook. There is power in the word and speaking it out. I mean, beyond even just the science of it. Because there's onion layers to all of this.
Yeah.
There's a science. That's great. It's a shadow and a type of the deeper layer. Mm-hmm. But when you go to the very deeper, deeper, deeper layer, that's the true, entire, incredible
But can we get practical, Serene, and start talking about some of the things we might be saying unawares that might be pulling our health down?
Can I just
tell
you?
Our whole journey down, our weight loss down,
Just for me. I've been catching myself all the time. Oh, my goodness. Are you driving me crazy? My nerves can't take it. I'm just so overwhelmed. I love you, children. I love you, but my nerves, can you just hush it up? Like just my nerves, my poor nerves. I sound like one of those old PBS, you know, those ladies. Oh, my nerves. But you know what? I'm speaking to my nervous system. You better start crashing because everything around you is overstimulating. That's just really not That's I'm speaking death over my nervous system. Go for it, Pearl.
My nerves
Danny.
Can't take the word can't is right in there, isn't it?
Yeah, and all these people that are on Prozac, I don't feel the need for that at all. But, you know, all these people that are out there in the world on or even in the church on Prozac and needing stuff for their nerves, maybe they're talking into their waters negatively all day long about
Now we're going to get emails. You don't know why I'm on Prozac. Listen, sometimes it's
Serene at
serene.com.
There's
nothing wrong with medicine either. Guess why, I think. The herbs that God created for our healing and even sometimes medicine. Guess why? Because it can help with the symptoms so that you can even be better building up your faith. Gives you more time,
and what we're talking about building
up
your faith.
Hold on, I got it.
This word.
Yeah, the word. That you can get better at this. This is not something you learn overnight, which is I'm finding out, right? Be a better confessor. Get into his word more. There's nothing wrong with taking medicine, so it gives us more time to be able to do that, which raises our immune system.
Well, that's what I was trying to say, and the only reason I cut you off there for a second, I was so downright rude. But my point was, is I don't want people to hear this as, a faith talk. Because that word has been thrown out so much, because we cannot build up our own faith. What we can do is, I want people to see when we say the word faith, we're just meaning the word.
That's true, Serene, but we've got people that don't listen, read the Bible.
They're positive words.
And it's still a law.
That's
of
right. But faith is not some kind of word out there like they didn't have enough faith. So that's why they're so
No, we all have enough faith. It's
sick.
How you apply that faith.
That's
it's how you confess it.
Exactly.
We all have enough faith. Isn't that incredible?
People think they don't read the Bible, but they read other books that are ripoffs of the Bible. And they're bestsellers on the New York Times list right now. And I'm not going to name their names, but they've read these books and they're really straight plagiarism.
Yeah. But it comes directly from the word.
So it's like the Bible or not the Bible. People read truth. People want truth.
They do.
That's my point.
And that's what we always want to bring.
But yeah, and so just to reiterate what I was saying, I wasn't trying to bring. I was not contradicting you at all, Pearl. But I'm just saying that because we've been in the church, because we've been pastors' kids, I'm jaded to the terminology, that Christianese that says, "Well, you just didn't have enough faith, sweetheart."
Right. Exactly.
That wouldn't have happened. But it's not some cosmos word. We're just saying it's as simple as belief.
And I don't.
It's as simple as quoting the word of God. That's for the deep, ultimate deliverance. But even just in your life, just being using your own positive confessions.
And I don't think we're trying to create here, you know, a perfect world where nothing ever goes wrong. We understand there's things, you know. John's sitting here and his wife is in a wheelchair, but we're still called to faith for Dawn. Called to believe for her no matter what we see.
What about the so many of the crippled people that were in the Bible that had been crippled for 30 or more years that didn't negate that they were healed?
Yeah.
They were healed. So there's sometimes a timing that's not of our own.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking
life over that.
We don't.
I refuse to speak death anymore.
Dawn is coming out of that
wheelchair. I refuse to speak lack of faith. What are some of the things? Like, let's break it down to the trim, healthy journey that everyone listening, most people listening, are on. What are the things?
Well, because my mother suffered with obesity and all my aunties, it's in the family. I just have a genetic hard time with losing weight.
Or I just can't give up sugar. I just can't. It keeps bringing me back. You know, I cave. I'm sorry. I'm emotional eater. What are some of the other things
that
I said?
I'm just so exhausted.
Have time to make healthy meals. You know, I just don't.
Well, then you won't have time to make healthy meals.
Exactly. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. Can I say something? It's an interesting truth. It's in the Bible, but it's science. God didn't speak what was around. He spoke the end result.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it is. Even though it wasn't, he said it is. And that's how you get results as an earthling.
Yeah.
The Bible says, basically, you can have what you say. But everybody just is
says
saying
what they have.
They're just speaking. They're just speaking all the negativity.
And I've been realizing some things, even with my cycle, like, you know, as a female, well, I thought it was my natural right. I'm getting my period, so yeah, I just feel a headache starting, you know, and I'm just, well, I have to drink 3 cups of coffee today because, you know, it's just that time of month. And this is a time where I just want more food, sweet food. You know, I can't control myself at this time. And, you know, hey, you have to understand, honey, I'm a bit snappy. I'm on my period. All these things that I'm confessing just because I think that's okay. Just because every other woman does it.
You're right.
But what am I speaking? I'm not speaking life. You know, this morning, right? So I believe you can change, and this is just a ridiculous example, but we don't have to be the person we say we are and we grew up to be. We can be a new creature. All my life, I was very unorganized, and I never made my bed, never made my bed. So we moved into this new house, and I thought, I feel like in this time of my life, I want to be a bed maker, okay? So I've made my bed, and I just sort of forced myself to make my bed. So, you know, it went and the storms came, right? And I was busy and I just felt myself not, and you can relate this to your Trim Healthy journey, not making my bed because there wasn't time. There was all this reasons.
And it could be not making your, yeah, and then your zippies and then I,
you know what my brain was telling me?
Dinner.
My brain was saying, yeah, you're not a bed maker. You'll never get this. You're going back to your old ways. Look at you. So you know what I did? I announced, I'm a bed maker. Every time I said to myself and I spoke it out loud, I am a bed maker. What happened to me? I went and made my bed. It took me 2 minutes.
It's like you obeyed your voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
My body obeyed my voice, but I had to speak it over myself.
Right.
I am a bed maker. Yeah. That's what I do.
You had to inform your body.
Yes, you do. So you say, everyone listening now, just say it. I am a Trim Healthy Mama. I can do this. I am not, I am a never giver up.
Yeah, and I am heading to goal weight.
Yes.
I am on my way. I am never stopping.
My body will get through this store. My hormones will line up. Every chemical in my body will secrete the right amount.
I can easily find time to make this healthy meal in 20 minutes. Hey, on the other flip side of it, how this was speaking positively, I had to watch myself with the speaking negatively. Funny, stupid little thing that I said this morning, because I believe in doing your duties. Like I believe in buying grass-fed meat if you can afford it, right? And I believe in buying the clear, all like no chemical dish soap because your hands are going to be in it, you know, if you can afford it. But my husband went to the grocery store and brought home the bright blue.
My husband does that
and
every
bright
time.
Orange, the green. You know, separate little ones. They're all the brights, and I know just in the science of it that they mess with your hormones and can just really...
What does exactly?
Just the chemicals in those dish soaps, they can really mess with your hormones because you're leaching in the warm water. Your hands are just soaking all in it. And so this morning... So like I said, I believe in doing the duty. Go out and buy the good stuff. Do your duty for life. We seek life no matter what. That's why there's nothing wrong with medicine because it's fighting the same evil.
Yeah.
Okay? We believe in speaking life, but fight evil in every way. Do your duty. Eat salad and take the herbs because that's God's gift to do your natural duty for health. Do your duty. But I said, oh, girls, throw out that soap. Don't use it. But the children had already put it in the sink. I'm like, drain the sink. It's going to mess with your hormones. I caught myself and said, girls, don't worry. It's not going to mess with your hormones. So sorry about that. It's not. We'll do our duty next time. But you know what? This dish soap is not going to wreck your hormones.
No, I agree.
I would have said that. Yes, sorry, it's going to mess your hormones. And I would have just spoken
and that's
that
in their head.
And I spoke
when
it
when I touch it, my hormones should misfire.
Yeah, and then they're going to put their hands in it for 30 minutes thinking, oh, it's going to mess with my hormones.
Well, and then, so it will.
But you know what? And we could all poo-hoo this. You could be sitting there poo-hooing it thinking, oh, this mind over matter stuff, this positive confession stuff. Heard that. Wasn't that a big thing in the 70s, you know? Didn't they claim the Lamborghini? Oh, that's my Lamborghini. I said it will be it. You know, I think obviously it got taken to an extreme, but I think the baby's been thrown out with the bathwater, man.
The Dawn
because
soap bathwater.
This is truth. How did I not? I'm telling you, yes, I'd heard it all before. Positive confession, all that. Had I applied it in my life? No. I had not applied it, so I hadn't reaped it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's science, so we know that now. So it does work, but on the spiritual side of it, the Bible says when you ask for things, and basically I'm paraphrasing it, you're in my word and you ask for things that align with my word.
Yeah, align.
You see, a Lamborghini isn't necessarily aligning with his word.
But
That's
what
really
does align
topic.
With his word, Serene, is healing. Absolutely.
Yes, it does.
Christ
it's his
healed
will.
Everyone who came.
That's
it's his
it.
Will.
He says, whatever's my will, you will. Yeah.
A sound mind aligns with his word.
Yes.
Actually, prosperity aligns with his word.
Sure.
Prosperity meaning your needs are met. Doesn't mean you have to have a Lamborghini, but it doesn't mean you have to have the lights turned off in your home and no groceries in your cupboard. That doesn't align with his word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people And we grew up with it, with a little bit of a pauper spirit, you know, mm-hmm. just like, well, we can't afford that. You know, it's only beans and rice this month because we won't be able to afford that. Mm-hmm. Well, then we couldn't afford, you know,
yeah.
the birthday cake.
You can't afford what you can't afford.
Exactly.
Every time.
But hey, can I say one thing and then Danny, no, you Danny go because I want to hear your wisdom. And it was just a silly little
Well,
thing.
It's your show.
No, it's yours, Danny. Danith of what if you could have and you're back.
We were pretty worked up today, as you can tell.
I just wanted to encourage people who are saying I'm not getting the results I want.
Huge, Danny.
There's a word that I've said on this show before, and I say it over and over, and I think repetition is key. I haven't even said it 7 times, so it's due. Sabotage.
Yeah.
Nobody consciously sabotages their health and their goals. Nobody goes, today I shall ruin my chance of getting to where I want to get. It happens without your knowledge. And it doesn't Huge. Start with making bad decisions. It actually starts with doubt. Mm. It starts with the thought in your mind, can I really do this? Mm. Am I really going to get to the goal I'm going to get to?
Yeah, like me making my bed.
Exactly. It's the doubtful, and that's why, again, you know, I got over my my Bible allergy, you know, and started going, wait a minute, man, I'm seeing it so different now. Like, if you have faith and do not doubt.
Yeah. And the doubters are the ones that get tossed to and fro.
Right.
Like a, you know, a thing across the desert.
Maybe like a ship at sea. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a thing across the desert. It's like the serene version.
I got the gist.
I'd read it. I'd buy it. Yeah. New International Serene. You know, and I used to think, well, it's so simple. If you have faith and do not doubt, that's so simple. I want something deeper. But the reality is that is so deep.
Isn't it?
Like, apply that little sentence to anything on this planet. If you have faith and do not doubt, you will create your future. You will see it happen in front of you. I love what Pearl said about the time. There's no time. You've got to get out of this whole time limit thing because you created the time limit. Mm-hmm. You just poof, magically created a time limit of when you should be seeing what you're seeing, but you don't have control over the time limit.
That's where we don't mess our heads with two things too lofty and wonderful.
Yeah, right, right. Just have faith and do not doubt and keep moving forward and don't think that you're not getting the results you want. You're actually getting the results you want. Mm. You just don't always see them every single day.
Yeah.
You know, and I finally crossed a bridge on this to where when I look in the mirror or look at my goals or whatever, and I don't see what's in my heart, the vision, I have such a beautiful picture of the future. Mm. When I don't see it in my life, I'm actually at a place now where I'm kind of shocked. You know, I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, okay. It just hasn't appeared yet, but it's totally on the way. Like, instead
You're
of
right.
looking in the mirror and confirming and going, just as I thought, a failure, a loser with a gut who's not going to see what he desperately wants to see. Instead, I'm now shocked. Wait, why isn't it? It should. Oh, let me check the backyard. No, not there. Let me check over. No, not. Okay, that's fine. And you
I
just keep,
it,
you have faith
That's
and do
what if
not
you could.
Doubt.
Absolutely. We could call this party What If You Could.
And you know
we
what? Could, I have been accused of living in a fantasy. And let me tell you, it is much more bright in my fantasy world than it was in my garbage world that I created, that I called reality.
Daddy, can
The fantasy world is beautiful because the fantasies come to pass if you have faith and do not doubt.
Can I interrupt?
I'm done.
Danny, first of all, I want to say sorry to you because I confess that I have thought that you in the past have been in fantasy. In the past.
Yeah.
Like just thinking to myself, oh, he's like, not if, but when. And I'm thinking, well, how do you know when? Like, you know, you don't really know the future, blah, blah, blah. Because about him doing all the things he wants to do, he's like, not if, but when. He always, sometimes he'll say, well, if this happens, like, he cuts himself off. Sorry, not if, when.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that might be a bit of a fantasy. But no, Danny, it's not. It's your faith. It's your belief. It's the currency, not only for our faith in God. It's the currency of our whole relationship with God. But it's a currency for us as earthlings here for everything else we
faith
touch.
Faith is the currency.
But guess what? Narnia, good old Narnia. And I always get my stories mixed up, even worse than I do the Bible. But in Narnia, I think it was like Puddleglum and the Silver Chair. They were underneath in the dark world, right, with the evil witch had put the spell all over them. And they couldn't remember that there was the up world, the beautiful Narnia with Aslan and everything like that. And but Puddleglum, I think it was Puddleglum, he felt like he had glimpses of remembrances of it. And they're like, no, it's not true. No, it's not true. He's like, no, but I remember it and I'm going to believe. And they're like, well, it's not true. And he's like, well, I don't care. Even if it's not true, I'd rather believe in my up world and have the best life in the world believing and hoping for that than all of you, this is my prayer, stinking miserable wretches down here being so depressed because all you see is this dark world and you only believe in this dark world. Even if it's not true, I'd rather believe in my up world. Paraphrase Serene.
Yeah.
But listen, it is true.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still rather, even if I find out in the end it's not, which I know it's true. But the thing is that you've got two choices, like Pearl said. Be a negativo and have a depressed, miserable life.
Right.
Or just look at everything through a happy lens.
I used to think, though, oh, but let's be reasonable here. That was my thing. My son, Rocky, who's a big dreamer.
Reasonable.
I always used to think, but that's bad. He dreams too much. What if he gets severely disappointed in his life? He always said, Mom, he's got this thing.
He's got a bit of a Lamborghini gospel.
He does have a bit of a Lamborghini gospel, but he wants to, he's like, Mom, when I make my first billion.
I'll stand with him there.
But he's like, and Mom, I'm going to give you and Dad all this after that. And he's like, Mom, when my real estate business, and he's got so many businesses in his head. And I'm always like, Rocky, first of all, you got to do that. First, maybe just concentrate on your studies a bit more. And I'm like, Rocky, real estate is really hard, you know, takes years to be able to do that. I'm like, Rocky, what will happen if you don't do that? Maybe you should do a backup plan. And I was negativity Nelly.
Yeah.
Every single thing he said. And then, you know, I woke up one morning, I'm like, how dare I? The boy's a dreamer. He's speaking things. The world will give him some knocks, but he has such a positive attitude. He'll bounce through them. Who am I to just suddenly put all this defeat on him? So now I'm like, he still says the same stuff. And to me, it's crazy stuff, but you know what? It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Why can't I say, Rocky, I believe in you. Rocky, you're going to do so great. You know, I'm going to do that now.
And just think now. The other side is really crazy too. Just think, well, I'm looking at the beautiful trees and the sky and everything, and I'm looking at the fingerprints on my hands, and I choose to believe that I have no purpose, the world has no purpose, there is no purpose. That's almost even harder to believe, that there's no design, that there's no future, that there's no beautiful tapestry there, that there's no victory already won because of a loving God so cares. Like, to me, there's both crazinesses to both sides. So pick your happy crazy.
That's what I
pick your happy crazy. there's a good subtitle.
I know.
Or a main title.
I know.
Pick your happy crazy.
Even though it's not crazy, because guess what? There is, the word is a solid rock.
You know what, though? We find ourselves living in the fantasies we create, whether they're negative or positive. Mm-hmm. You know, everything we see around us right now in our life, aside from acts of God, things that were out of your control, but things that you made choices of, we have to accept that we created these fantasies. We've built our lives, and we can build whatever life we want.
Daniel, this is all about you, and you've brought this to the table to me and opened up my mind to this. But why realism isn't truth? Why I don't want to be a realist myself is because you've shown me too, Danny, in the science you brought out, what we see is nothing compared to what we can't see, the unseen world.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah, so, I always wanted to be a realist before. I'm no longer a realist.
That's why it's
even
okay.
Science is making it stupid to be
a
realist.
No, I'm not a realist.
No, that's good. You have to be comfortable with being an absurdist.
Yeah.
Because what we find in the end that will be truth and wisdom will have been labeled absurd by those who played the flute and you didn't dance.
And guess what the Bible says? It's to the children is the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because they believe in Santa Claus.
The children.
I'm trying to say is they believe
in
the stories.
And the children will receive the kingdom. And that kingdom, like.
Oh. I'm so glad I'm not a realist anymore.
Yeah, don't
because
be a realist.
Realism is what you see. I'm going to be about what I don't see. I'm going to be about more. All the good things he actually wants for us. Our good, good, good Father. He wants for you to meet your health goals. He does. And you can. And I want you to stop saying, you know, I'm this and I can't and I always and I do that. stop saying these things over your children too. I mean, my child, you know, I mean, he throws tantrums. He's this and that. Or my husband.
He has genetic blood sugar issues, yeah. And that's why he really struggles. And he won't ever lose that belly, but that's all right because it's just his genetics.
Yeah, or we always end up in these crazy circle of fights. I mean, why don't we need to start speaking God's goodness, which does sound absurd to a realist, because my nature used to be a realist, right?
Right.
But his stuff is absurd to a realist. Let's start speaking it. It's joy.
And God spoke the word into being by his mouth. And it says he formed the things that we see by something that was unseen. Paraphrase Serene.
Yeah.
But the thing is speak the things that will be in the end by what you do not see.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? There was no earth. It was void, and he spoke it. He spoke the lights and you know what they call the firmaments and all this kind of stuff. But it wasn't there, and he spoke it. And so your weight loss may not be there. You still may have the wobbly thighs. Bless them.
Yeah.
You still may have love them on their way out. But you still may have a situation, but you're speaking the end. You're saying, I speak. In 15 years, I'm going to feel younger, look younger.
Or even don't put a timeline in. Just say,
yes,
I'm getting
you,
there.
That was true.
By your word, which has given me this promise, my hormones are going to line up. Hey, hormones, look at your body.
Yeah.
Line up.
I'm shocked that you're still not lined up. It's day 3.
Yeah, come on. Line up. Come on. Today, I'm going to put life in every meal. Today, I'm not going to cave to death foods. And so what if you do? Like, we've spoken so many times, there's grace. You just take it back on. You take God's forgiveness. You just get up there and you do again. And when all else fails, you stand. And you stand. And we're standing with you, and we're standing in our own lives. And, hey, we're out of time. We love you. Guys, come back next week. Trim nothing, mama, my way. And then I'll be
trim nothing, mama, to stay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.